Tampa. The recent swine flu outbreak may have been a giant wake-up call.
This spring swine flu outbreak killed a dozen people in the U.S., but it falls short of a full-blown problem. State and local agencies fear a full-blown epidemic, and their ability to deal with overlapping problems of layoffs and the loss of health insurance for millions of Americans. 13 states and territories had smaller health budgets in 2008 than in 2007, and some local departments strapped by layoffs say they could not keep up if a major outbreak were to occur. The bright spot, President Barack Obama is asking Congress for $1.5 billion in extra funds to fight swine flu.
Memorial Day is now passed and signals the beginning of summer and travel plans. A new Jiffy Lube international survey shows that 88% of Americans intend to get away in the coming months, which is up 4% from last year. The most popular way to travel is by car, with 71% planning to drive to their vacation spot in an effort to avoid the expense of plane or train tickets and the long lines to get through security. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joan Dion. And we're going to be talking about her new DVD, which we carry, When the Central Banks Rule the World. Now, Joan is one of the few people out there who really understands the spiritual implications of what's going on today, because behind everything going on today, and specifically within the things that are happening within the financial system, both in this country and in the other central banks, our central bank is the Federal Reserve System, a privately owned central bank, but they call it the Federal Reserve, just to confuse you. And you have to understand everything is illusion and delusion. But, of course, behind this whole banking system are powerful spiritual forces that ultimately intend to take us into a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, and a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity. That's their objective. That's their goal. Joan Dion, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Stan, for all that you've done, for your research, for the sacrifices that you've made, for the time that you've spent on the radio educating millions of people, not only in the U.S., but around the world, for teaching us, for helping us, for being that light. You know, I've been in the investment business for 30 years, and there was a time when I felt that it was a good feeling that I was helping people make wise decisions, that I was doing my homework, that I knew something, that I was, you know, a part of a team helping people meet their financial goals. I have been through, in the 30 years, many dips in the market. You know, we can talk about 1986. We can talk about the 90s. We can talk about Y2K, the NASDAQ, 9/11, and it always seemed that the market came back. And I knew from my research that every time something major happened, that the architects of the universe, the masters who think they run the world because they have control of the entire banking system of the world through the private corporation called a central bank, and here in the U.S. it's the Federal Reserve, and in London it's the Bank of England. And these masters of the universe, at every turn, every time there has been a catastrophe, they have been, first of all, they started the catastrophe. They are the ones who created, if you will, the catastrophe. Their choreography surpasses that of Cecil B. DeMille in parting the water in the Ten Commandments and probably in Star Wars and all of that. Their choreography is diabolical. I don't have any other words for it. I wrote an article in October of 2007, and I basically said that the credit crisis, which is a ruse, is over. Now, I was a little short on the time, and I was wrong there, but I wasn't wrong about this whole thing being a credit, a ruse, because these central banks and these international banks, which form, if you will, a spider's web of power and money throughout the world system, they basically, as Carol Quigley or as Nathan Rothschild said, you know, I don't care who runs the country. If I control the money and I control the credit, I control the country. And these people have, and they are, and they have at every turn created some kind of problem that masterfully fits into grabbing more power, changing, if you will, the times and the seasons of government, changing the structure of government, changing how people live. And that's really the bottom line, changing how you and I live. I have covered in the last going on 15 years, 103 global meetings. I have been privileged, and God has opened doors at the highest level of power worldwide. There are a few places I haven't been, but I basically can say that I've been many, many places, and I've interviewed many, many people. And we have come through, I don't know if we've come through, but we have made it through to this point. We're going into June 2009. The credit crisis began July, August of 2007. We're entering, you know, 22, 23 months of a prolonged time of evil whereby, as I look at history, as I study what happened in the 1850s after Andrew Jackson said no to the last central bank America had before the Federal Reserve, that period between 1850 and 1900, there were a lot of shenanigans as the international bankers, as the national bankers started to change the laws and the structure here in America so that we went from having a currency backed by gold and silver to a currency backed just by gold, and then a currency not backed at all with anything but fiat money. And we have seen, as a result of this particular credit crisis, we have seen a major rotation in how our government is run and how the structure of money and credit is affected. And it is no longer the banks taking the risk. What has happened in the 2008-2009 credit crisis is very simply this. All of the losses, all of the risk that the international banks and the central, well, the international banks took, let's just start there, and then the national banks here in America, all of that debt, all of those problems have been rotated from the balance sheets of the banks onto the backs of Americans. And that's what when central banks rule the world shows. It shows a major, major structural change and how all of the debt being issued, the debt that used to be carried by the banks is now being carried by you and me. All of the sins, if you will, of the glory days of banking with subprime loans and CDOs and gizmos and derivatives and on has been transferred to the backs of the American people. And what has been so distressing is if you think that Congress has a clue, as I have listened to numerous congressional hearings with Bernanke and Geithner, who is nothing but a puppet of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and all those people who want world government, as I have heard our Congress ask questions of these people, I have been saddened at how, at every turn, as they lie and they use deceit, deception, distortion, and they literally refuse to answer, do not answer, partially answer, outright lie.
Well, of course, the last thing
for our lawmakers.
The last thing that anybody wants is for the American people to wake up and realize that we have a subversive element at the highest levels of our government intent upon the destruction of our system and merging us into a world government. And so, certainly, we need to expose the subversive element at the highest levels of government today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Call 877-394-6657. Kidseeds.net. Kidseeds.net. If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble. We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO, heirloom, chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net. Call 877-394-6657.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and Chris Jones talking about how this whole system fits together, a banking system that's all interlocked, that has really been taking advantage of the American people, but its real goal is a one-world government. That doesn't mean your little small bank understands what this is about, but the people at the very, very top do. And, of course, the whole idea is to do away with national sovereignty. That's what this whole crisis that they have created is all about. Do you really think they're trying to solve the crisis? What are they going to do about credit cards? Why, they've come up with a wonderful program. It isn't going to go into effect until next February, but it's a wonderful program. Of course, it isn't going to reduce the 36% interest payments. In fact, it really isn't going to do much of anything, but it's going to give you the idea they're doing something. Everything is a matter of perception. They want you to think that they're trying to solve the problem that they've created, but they're really not trying to do it. And do you really think they're going to get people buying again when they're facing a 36% interest rate? Of course not. I mean, people are going to start saving the money rather than going out and doing the shopping. And yet they tell us, oh, we've got to get people shopping again. We've got to get banks lending. And what are they doing? Why, the Federal Reserve, for the first time in history, is paying interest on the reserves that are deposited with them. And they've taken literally $5 trillion that could have been lent out there. Certainly we're talking about a multiplier of 10 to 1, but they've removed about $5 trillion potential dollars from the lending pool out there. And then they say, gee, isn't it terrible? Why, of course, people can't borrow money for their homes, or they can't borrow money for commercial developments, or people are having trouble borrowing money for businesses. They created the problem, but they sure don't want you to know that. Go right ahead, Joan.
Well, let me say this, that back in 2 years ago when I wrote my article, The Credit Crisis is a Ruse, I basically said, you know, when they get what they want, the market will go back, everything will be hunky-dory. Well, here we are. So why, while it looks like the market is doing quite well, in fact, I was shocked in light of negative news. I live in the D.C. area, and the average home, the loss is about 30%. If you need to sell your house, the average loss is 30%. And I can tell you, in my neighborhood, and I live in a very nice neighborhood, we have a house that just took a real royal bath. And, of course, that then anybody else going to sell their house, that will drop the price of their house substantially. I mean, so I say all this because the truth of the matter is it's lies, deceit, deception, distortion. So today the market rose almost 200 points for all purposes, and it's because a consumer confidence number was a bit better than anticipated. Well, all of this is a ruse, as you know. What are they doing here? And my video points out, they are affecting a very major, major transfer of wealth. The last financial assets that America has control of, they are transferring it to the Federal Reserve through this credit crisis. And as our Congress exceeds more and more power as they vote to, oh, you know, let's do this and let's do that, all these things that are outlined in my video. You know, let's change the mortgage laws, let's change the insurance laws, let's make the Federal Reserve the lender of last resort. Let's give them exponential power over all of the financial system of America. As Congress moves in this direction, there will be a little let up in the money and the credit. And this is exactly what they did in the 1870s and 80s. They had America over, they had Congress and America over a barrel as they were whipping our Congress into shape to allow, to get them to give up part of what has brought us to the point where we are now, where with just fiat, 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 and more fiat currency and more fiat debt. The Congress will be holding hearings in another week or two on some major components of what was called the blueprint for a modernized financial regulatory system, which includes changing our whole entire regulatory system from a national regulatory system to a global regulatory system, whereby the structure that they would set in place would fit in to some of the new components that came out of the London meeting of the G20 just about 6-8 weeks ago. And so at every turn, when will we get relief, which will never be relief anymore, all right, because these are the final assets to be transferred. There is no more after this. There will be no more good times after a hard time, because this is the last, you know. This is the final. These are the final pieces. These are the final components of power that are being stripped of the American people and our government and being transferred to the Federal Reserve. And what else were they talking about today? Well, I wrote about this 3-4 years ago when George Bush floated the idea of a flat tax. Today it's called a fair tax. No, it's not a fair tax. On CNBC, what were they talking about today? Oh, how perhaps a flat tax would stimulate the economy. That's a bunch of horse rubbish. For anybody who understands what a flat tax is, it will give us more taxation of areas that currently are not taxed in the federal code. It will tax services. You get your hair cut, you're going to pay a tax. You talk to your attorney, you're going to pay a tax. You have the plumber come, you're going to pay a tax. You have the electrician come, you're going to pay a tax. I mean, this is heinous. And they're throwing at us not only this idea of a flat tax a restructuring of Social Security to put more money back in the stock market to make up for all the transfer of wealth affected during this 2008 credit crisis in October, November, when Congress was literally blackmailed into doing what they wanted them to do. But, you know, this whole thing of green energy. What a ruse. It's going to take a long time. Green energy is not cheap. Green energy is not going to save anybody money, but green energy is going to completely change the structure of energy so that the Rockefellers can make more trillions of dollars on wind power versus black gold. I mean, at every turn, I cannot express enough the changes. There is not going to be any cherry on the sundae anymore. And I'm not trying to be negative. I'm trying to explain what I see. I worked for 2.5 months on this video, and it was hard labor to listen, to understand, to chew, and then to be able to express what they're doing.
And I think it's an excellent video. It's called When the Central Banks Rule the World. It's available from Radio Liberty. And I was very impressed by it. We'll be back in just a moment with Joan Bion right here.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, folks, this is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Joan Bion. Before we go on, Joan, would you like to get your website out so people would know how they can get some of your other information?
Yes. They can go to womensgroup.org, W-O-M-E-N-S-G-R-O-U-P, womensgroup.org. Or they can even call us for an information packet, 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541.
All right, fine. Well, you know, as certainly as we look and see how the central banks have worked in concert, they've been around for a long period of time. I was interested, you know, how they really even were around even before the Central Bank of England, which was established by William Paterson in 1694. But there were central banks even before that. And what people don't understand is the central bank controls the government. They determine what's going to happen to the economy, whether the economy is going to expand and people are going to have jobs, whether the economy is going to collapse and or contract and people are going to lose their jobs. They can create money out of nothing so they can buy up the media. They can create money out of nothing so they buy up the politicians. And you look around and you see how the central banks work in concert with the major banks and, of course, here in the United States, why they literally control our economy, and they control our Congress, and Congress is out of the loop. They're not going to do anything. They can hold hearings. They can pound their chest. They can jump up and down. That's why it's so vitally important we get an audit of the Federal Reserve System. Remember that bill, 1207, House Resolution 1207. Write to your congressman and tell him he better support it. But go right ahead, Joan.
Let me just say, as we're talking about the evil, the heinousness of the situation, we have been lured into debt. The credit card companies, you know, it's been convenient. It's been sinful. You know, buy it now. It's on sale, but, you know, charge it. Well, that doesn't solve anything. And this is my message to all of you out there. If you have any debt, what you need to do is add up your assets, add up your liabilities, and then start liquidating. If you have to put your house in the market and it's down 30% from the top and you can still get out and have something left over, if that's possible, depending on how long you've been in your house, and you need just get out of the Federal Reserve System. Anybody who has a fair amount of debt, large debt, is going to be in great pain. If you're not in pain now, trust me. Based on what's coming and what they're setting up, they will be able to jerk your chain like you won't believe. And this is what is so sad. The market would have you believe that everything's fine and everything's gone back to normal. Well, I don't know what normal is anymore. I've spent 30 years in the investment field, and I'm not sure I know which end is up. And trust me, I have done a tremendous amount of study. I know my, I thought I knew something. But again, if you have debt, if you have credit card debt, first of all, you pay that credit card debt off. 33%, hey, that's only the beginning, okay? And we aren't the first ones ever to be faced with 30 to 33% debt. They did this in the 1800s. This is not new. And so you, if you have an IRA, if you have any kind of savings that you can liquidate, and I'm not saying being reckless because we all need some kind of cushion, truth of the matter is pay down. If you have to have, if you have to sell all the assets in your house except for the basics, go and do that. My point is get out of debt. Get out of debt. When you get out of debt, you are out of their system. You are out of their reach. And that's exactly what you want to be, out of their reach.
I agree with you, and this is our plea to our people. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, the houses are going to go down a lot more. And
we're
not at the bottom of this thing at all, no matter what they're trying to sell you. And certainly we're going to be in this, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years, how long we're going to be. It's going to be a long time before the America we knew is going to come back. In fact, I don't think the America we know is ever coming back because the people, of course, want to centralize all power with the federal government. They hate the Constitution. They sworn to uphold it, but, of course, they interpret it as they want to, and that says it's all about power. And, of course, these people are subversive because they want to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and merge us into the world government. And once you understand that, we understand then why they're shipping our jobs overseas, why we're giving large sums of money to General Motors, which is going to actually, what are they saying? Why they're going to get lean and mean. They're going to shrink General Motors. They're going to shrink General Motors in the United States and expand General Motors in China and in Russia and in South America and in India. And then, of course, work putting up the money for it. Your money, ladies and gentlemen, is going to General Motors so they can expand overseas, so they can begin bringing cars into the United States to sell. And we're going to be creating jobs in India, in China, in Russia, in Brazil, but certainly not in the United States.
Okay, so what should we be doing? We need to buy used cars in the future. If we need to play their game. We need to play their game. In order to play their game, you get out of their reach, and if they're going to switch, even like clothing, I gave up trying to find clothing made in America. It's just not possible. But we have to start playing their game, and we can create hundreds of thousands of cottage industries, and we can make our own clothes, and we can make our own shoes, and, you know, this is what we have to do. City by city, town by town. It's not impossible. We have to play their game. And in order to play their game, you have to know what the game is.
And the game is control, destruction of the Constitution, centralizing power in the hands of a ruling elite, and having everybody else as a feudal slave. That's what Professor Quigley talked about on page 324 of his book, Tragedy and Hope, how they want to establish a feudal system and control the governments of the world.
Well, that's exactly what they have done. That is exactly what they've done. We are living in feudalism, and, you know, we, the American people, think that we are the land of free and the home of the brave and that land of milk and honey. No more. Not with jobs leaving America the way they are, not with the fact that there has been, again, this major rotation of debt, not only from the banking system, of course, GM. We can look at every industry that, quote-unquote, we're bailing out. Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, AIG, GM, the credit cards, the student loans, municipal bonds, all right, every area we are bailing out with a rotation of debt. And you and I, it is now on our backs. It is not on the backs of any of these banks or organizations, it is on our backs. And so we need to play their game. No way would I buy a GM car anymore. No way. I mean, play their game. Play the game. And, you know, I remember being at a major international meeting. Well, actually, it was a secret meeting by invitation only, and somehow I managed to get in by the grace of God. And I was talking to this guy from Malaysia. He had given a speech, and we were listening to a blatant, outright Marxist give a speech. And I looked at him, and I said, aren't you from Malaysia? Yes. I said, did you not fight communism in your country? Yes. I said, what are you doing here? As I nodded to the person speaking. And he looked at me, and he said, we're playing the game. We are playing the game.
And it is all a game, and they just don't want you to know what the rules are. And the rules are the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and, of course, we destroy the middle class. That's what they're out to do. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's a ruling elite. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They work through the central banks of the world. They work through the Federal Reserve System. They work through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission. And they control our nation. We'll be right back with Joan Bion and her DVD, When the Central Banks Rule the World. Excellent information you need to know to survive.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit it, you can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joan Vian. Joan, we got about 6 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
In my video, I talk about a movie called The International. And in this movie, it really was about, I would imagine it was a central bank. Maybe it was an international bank. They never really explained it, and it hit the movie theaters, I think, February 14th of this year, so you can probably maybe rent it. And the previews to it said they control your money, they control your government, they control your life, and everyone pays. And in the video, the movie, it's about a bank that is looking to finance small arms weapons used in most of the world's conflicts. And this bank is going to, they don't want anybody to know, of course, is going to finance the small arms manufacturing. And so there are two agents from America, and one says to this weapons manufacturer, billions of dollars invested to be a broker, there can't be that much profit from making small arms. He's trying to figure out, and the manufacturer says, no, this is not profit about profit from weapon sales. It is about control. So the other agent says, oh, control the flow of weapons, and you control the conflict. And the manufacturer says this, no, 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 the IBBC is a bank. Their objective is not to control the conflict, but control the debt that the conflict produces. The real value of a conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt, you control everything. You find this upsetting? Yes. But this is the very essence of the banking industry, to make us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt.
And that's what happened after the First World War. And, of course, that's how, of course, they created the situation that brought Adolf Hitler to power. And suddenly impoverished, you know, Great Britain, they had to spend all their money on weapons, as did France. It impoverished all the countries, and then, of course, the Second World War did the same thing. And America ended up the most powerful nation in the world. Nobody ever pointed out that we were actually funding and providing the companies that actually provided the weapons for Adolf Hitler, General Motors, Ford, International Telephone and Telegraph Company, DuPont, IBM, Exxon were all over there helping Adolf Hitler. And then we got the war going, and then, of course, everybody had to buy weapons from us. It's all about, well, we ended up the wealthiest nation in the world. Go right ahead.
It is pretty sad. If you think that the pattern that we are seeing is over, it's not. Because I can assure you that what is going to happen, and you're already seeing it in the newspaper headlines with Korea and Iran and Iraq, the truth of the matter is there is going to be another war. How soon? I don't know. But there is going to be a war. Why? Because they make money. And as the title of my video suggests, when central banks rule the world, that means governments don't rule. That means that the prime ministers and the presidents have absolutely no power and are essentially puppets. And that's what I am trying to convey. We have entered a time, given what is happening, what is being affected, the transfer that is taking place, the structural changes that are being implemented every day. I mean, I am just overwhelmed with the changes. We are in a Star Wars of change. We are in a Star Wars of debt and deficits. And I am trying to convey that it is no longer government that rules. It is the central bankers. It has taken them from the first central bank back in the 1600s until now to finally be able to position themselves so that they literally rule the world. Now, what does that mean for you and me? Interestingly enough, I was reading in Luke this morning. I was reading about the money changers. And I wasn't really reading, I didn't go to Luke to read about the money changers. I was looking at David in Psalms 51:6, where he wants the Lord to examine his ways and to examine his heart. He said, behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. And from there, that idea of truth in the inward parts, I ended up in Luke 11, and there the Lord warns against the Pharisees, and he is explaining how evil they are, and the things that they are doing is unsurpassed evil, and it is for their gain, and it is to strip people people at every turn where they can with their evil, their unbalanced weights and measures. They're not equal. And so what does that mean for you and I? Well, interestingly enough, I bought the video of Thomas Kincaid, the painter, and I was just marveling before I came on the radio how it was 1966, and Thomas Kincaid and his brother came home from college to find out that their house was on the block ready to be sold, and how that is what led to his gift, as he saw that he needed to do something to keep his mother in their beloved home. And you see, it is the indomitable spirit of the individual that will rise above the evil that we are confronted with. But again, in order for that indomitable spirit to rise, we must have the understanding of who the enemy is, what form the enemy is taking, and how they are striving to strip us.
Joan, we're out of time. God bless you, and you did a wonderful job on the video. We'll look forward to having you on our other programs.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joan Bion. Her DVD, When the Central Banks Rule the World, well worthwhile watching. It's available from Radio Liberty. And just today, while we finish, got the finished product on our talk on the financial Armageddon. And, of course, we have a syllabus that goes with that. They're both available from Radio Liberty. If you think for 1 minute that this collapse occurred spontaneously, you don't have any idea what really happened. You've probably been believing that when the government says they're trying to solve the problem, they're really trying to do it. Well, this is an excellent talk, and of course, we've got all the PowerPoints with it and all the information and documentation, and you'll find so much of it there in the syllabus. You'll find the letter that Franklin Delano Roosevelt wrote to Colonel House in 1933 saying, you know, as you and I know, why, of course, the financial elements in the centers have ruled our government, have controlled our government since the days of Andrew Jackson, and we're going to see played out now exactly that same battle, only to a much larger extent. You'll get the complete speech of Congressman McFadden, the speech of Wright Patman, the information from the Federal Reserve System about the relationship between the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England, and the close working relationship that has always existed between our central bank and theirs. And then you'll have all of my newsletters. You'll have so much information you're never going to get elsewhere. Give us a call if you'd like to get the Financial Armageddon talk and certainly the Financial Armageddon syllabus, the number 1-800-544-8927. We've been working at this to get it together, but it's finally available. So you can get certainly Joan's excellent DVD, When the Central Banks Rule the World, and certainly now we have a new DVD called The Shack. And this is the story of this actual book that's come out, 50 weeks bestseller, number one bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list, being pushed by many of our Christian bookstores and Christian book clubs and many of our ministers, and is total heresy. You need